Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Hartford Healthcare has mobile COVID-19 testing unit in Falls Village for one day only. It is from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Falls Village Senior Center at 107 Main Street in Falls Village. The service is available at no cost. However, registration is required. Please wear a mask and bring a photo ID. Please call 860-496-6479 to register. In Cornwall, a 7:30 special meeting for the Economic Development Committee tonight. That is via Zoom. On July 2nd, the Kent Summer Driving Concert Series are all set to begin once again, put on by the Kent Park and Recreation and Kent Land Trust. They will run from 6:30 till 8 at the Kent Land Trust Field, Route 7, just south of the Village Center. Parking will open at 6 on a first-come, first-served basis. Participants must stay in their vehicles in their assigned spaces. Violators will be required to leave. There will be a carry-in and carry-out trash policy. No restrooms will be open. The free concerts will be canceled in the event of inclement weather. And coming up on the 2nd, the Algorithmics, Scott Bircher, Rory Dolan, Tobias Feely, Dylan Hallis, and Heather Strid. MESS, Marker, Emblem, Symbol, Signal, curated by Adam Ekstrom, Arts for Artists, with Chloe Bass, Naxilar Baxter, Daniel Bejar, Mel Chin, Pamela Council, Darn Studio, Ghost of a Dream, Banana Jane, Christian Hansfield, Sarah Sandman, David Schur, Dred Scott, and Zane Vanson, Friday, July 3rd through Sunday, August 16th. The opening reception is coming up this Friday from 5:30 till 8. Standard Space Gallery holding its first public opening during the COVID-19. Social distancing measures will be followed. Only 6 individuals will be allowed into the gallery at a time, and masks are required. Refreshments will be served in the parking area directly behind the gallery. Meanwhile, Great Barrington will continue to allow the use of a downstairs seat for dining and music to help Great Barrington's business district. The town will close Lane on Railroad Street to make room for outdoor dining and music. They also have okayed the Mahawi Performing Arts Center's bid for drive-in movies. The town will close one lane from 4 to 10 p.m. for outdoor tables, kept 6 feet apart Fridays and Saturdays all summer. Restaurants must have a permit to serve alcohol outside. They have arranged live music and urge patrons to don masks and follow social distancing rules. Also, the town agreed to allow the Mahawi to project drive-in movies on the parking lot at Daniel Arts Center at Bard College at Simon's Rock every Thursday through Saturday. The Salisbury Town Grove is closed July 4th and 5th. No boat launching on those days. No boat launching. With local municipalities cancel annual fireworks shows amid concerns that social distancing would not be possible, Dutchess County announced plans for 3 free drive-in style July 4th shows in 3 parts of the county. The displays will be held at Dutchess Stadium in Fishkill, Dutchess County Fairgrounds in Rhinebeck, and Silo Ridge Field Club Equestrian Center in Amenia. Visitors will need to remain in their vehicles, and there will be no restrooms or concessions available. No alcohol will be allowed on the grounds. Gates on the locations open at 7:30. The fireworks begin at 9:30. Parking is limited at the venues, so guests are encouraged to arrive early. Dutchess Stadium has 500 spots available, Silo Ridge has 300, and the Fairgrounds has 3,000. The Kent Memorial Library has reopened, but patrons are being allowed in the building by appointment only. Patrons can browse the collections, check in and check out materials, use computers, enjoy the periodicals, and shop for used books. Appointments must be made in advance and will be for 45 minutes, starting every hour from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m., with a short option at 5 p.m. Masks are required for entry. More information or an appointment, 860-927-3761 or email kmlinfo@biblio.org. The Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation has launched a Northwest Corner Gives, a crowdfunding platform created by the Community Foundation to help Northwest Connecticut nonprofits build awareness. And as you give to the nonprofits through the Northwest Corner, the Community Foundation is matching gifts dollar for dollar up to the campaign goal. That runs through July 31st. Campaign goals include operating expenses from lost revenue due to coronavirus, support for remote programming, technology, and equipment needs to enable the distance work and distance programming, and personal protective equipment needs. View nonprofit campaigns and support their goals at northwestcornergives.org. Good news coming out of the Nutmeg State. For the first time since March 25th, the total number of patients hospitalized by the coronavirus in Connecticut fell to under 100 in the latest daily data from the state. Also, there were just 4 new deaths attributed to the virus, and out of a total of 6,354 new tests, under 1%, just 59 were positive for the virus. All of these numbers add to the trends that have been clear in Connecticut over the past month. They also continue to make Connecticut one of the top states in terms of dealing with the virus so far during the pandemic. On Monday, Governor Lamont said he's reconsidering opening bars in the state during the next phase of reopening set for July the 20th. Out of Columbia and Greene County, a Stockport man has been charged with rape, according to State Police Chief K. Public information. Following an investigation into that incident that was reported June 25th in Rhinebeck, Jeremy J. Kramer, 20, was arrested by state police on June 26th at about 1:30 and charged with third-degree rape, a Class E felony. He was arraigned in Rhinebeck Town Court by Acting Judge John Kane and released upon his own recognizance pending future court appearances in New York. This story out of New York State is a little scary. The State Department of Health continues to investigate COVID-19 exposure in 4 virus clusters after officials traced multiple new infections to a student who recently traveled to Florida and attended a downstate graduation ceremony, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo, who signed an executive order over the weekend limiting virus-paid sick leave eligibility for state employees. The student started exhibiting COVID-19 symptoms shortly after attending the Horace Greeley High School driving graduation ceremony at the Chappaqua train station in Westchester County and tested positive for the virus. 12 other people who had contact with the student at the ceremony also tested positive and are self-isolating, according to the governor's office. Health officials and contact tracers have identified 3 other clusters of COVID-19 cases across New York at the Oswego Apple Factory, the Washington County, Vermont State Quarry, and the Montgomery County Aluminum Factory. The state reported 12 cases from the quarry, 82 Apple Factory employees infected with the virus of 179 tested, and 74 COVID-19 cases from the aluminum factory where 500 employees were tested. The downstate factory remains closed. As of June 12th, Governor Andrew Cuomo lifted the ban on garage sales, allowing them to remain with certain restrictions. For the town of Poughkeepsie and Dutchess County, that can't be more than 25 people at your garage sale at one time. New York State guidelines, garage yard sales are permitted to open because they are deemed as informal events for the sale of used goods by private individuals in residential settings. An interesting story out of Sheffield, Massachusetts. The First Rights of Nature initiative in Massachusetts has qualified for a townwide vote in Sheffield. The initiative, advanced at the annual town meeting by community members of the Sheffield Concerned Citizens about Health and Well-being of the Housatonic River, would recognize the rights of the Housatonic River to, quote, exist, flourish, regenerate, evolve, and be restored, end quote. Following in the footsteps of over 36 municipalities in the United States that have adopted local laws recognizing legally enforceable rights of ecosystems and nature, the proposed Sheffield law would elevate the river's protections above those currently provided by federal law. The law would provide residents of Sheffield the authority to enforce the rights of the Housatonic, and that recoverable monetary damages would be measured by the amount of harm that had been caused to the river by projects or activities that violate the rights of the river. Going back to our first story of this morning, 2 U.S. states are the only states reporting declines in a new coronavirus case compared to last week, Connecticut and Rhode Island. A rise was reported in a staggering 36 states, including Florida, which some experts have cautioned could be the next epicenter for the infections. Officials there and across the U.S. are also warning of an increase in cases among young people. Florida reported 9,585 new cases on Saturday, a single-day record since the start of the pandemic. The number rivals those of New York's peak in early April. New York's new case tally on Saturday was about 6% of Florida's. On Sunday, Florida's Department of Health reported another 8,530 new cases. As with everything looking into the future, middle school sports and activities committee's regional athletic program set to begin in the new school year in Region 1 is now faced with uncertainty due to the coronavirus. Region 1 athletic director Ann McNeil told the group, quote, we should go with normal unless we're told otherwise, end quote. The region has been working for a couple of years developing a regional athletic program for 7th and 8th graders since declining enrollment has led to difficulties fielding teams and increased the desire to provide more robust offering to that age group. McNeil said once she receives guidelines from the state and the administration, she can be more specific. She did note that if the CDC requirements for having only 12 students on a bus that seats 54 were enacted, that could be cost prohibitive for the program to go forward this upcoming year. Police in Gardner are investigating a fatal skydiving accident. New York State Police have identified the man who died in that accident on Sunday and are looking for the parachute he wasn't wearing when he landed. William A. McCartan, 40, of New York City, died after hitting the ground in the parking lot of the Gardner Fire Department on Route 4455 at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon Sunday, according to Trooper Stephen Neville, Troop F spokesman. McMartin jumped out of an airplane at the Skydive Ranch facility about 14,000 feet in the air, along with another skydiver, who Neville identified as a coach. The two separated when it became time to open their prospective parachutes, which is typical practice to give the parachutes enough space to open properly, according to Neville. When McMartin's body was found, he did not have a parachute on him. After a housing authority member in Great Barrington stepped down, two seats are now open, and those pushing a write-in campaign for an incumbent hope she will accept if reinstated in the town elections. Louise Delmaso, 74, is on the ballot for a five-year term on the authority, and a writing candidate, Kara Becker, 46, was appointed to the seat last year to fill a vacancy at the end of a term. Delmaso lives in Flag Rock Village in Housatonic, one of three properties run by the authority and overseen by the State Department of Housing and Community Development. He says he'd like to see even more transparency from the board to quell a robust gossip mill. By the way, that vote comes up tonight. West Stockbridge voters passed 44 articles in the town's $5.9 million fiscal budget at the annual town meeting, which took over an hour to complete, according to the town administrator, Marie Ryan. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 580.25 to 25,595.80 yesterday. The NASDAQ was up 116.93 to 9874.15, and the S&P 500 was up 44.19 to 3053.24. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.